A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and it's time for another 26 habits. I don't know about you, but it feels as though we are rattling through all of these habits. 26 of them throughout the whole of 2018. Every 2 weeks, I take on a new hashtag 26 habits with the view of either making or breaking a habit. Why? With the intention of ending 2018 as a better version than when I entered 2018. And I know that many of you are on this journey with me and are doing your own 26 habits or are doing these 26 habits along with me. Now, for this next one, I feel already as though I may be cheating a wee bit. And that's because the next habit, I think we're on habit number 15 now, can you even believe it, is to get up very early every day, to rise at dawn and not hit the snooze button, not linger in bed. You know, it's a case of mind over mattress and get up and start the day. So 26 habits, the new one will be waking up early. I'm thinking it'll either be 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. I feel like we need to kind of push the boundaries a little bit with 26 habits, you know, and just see. But why? And I think it's very obvious that lots of people for many, many years have said how the morning, particularly the early morning, is the best part of the day. But why? And there are numerous studies that you can quote, that you can look at, that say that people who rise early in the morning are, for example, more proactive. They're also good at problem solving, better at problem solving. This comes from a report or a study carried out by a Harvard biologist named Christoph Randler. They're people who get up early also tend to be better goal setters. They tend to be more organized. They tend to be more organized further in the future. So, I mean, my diary, I'm recording this. When am I recording it? I'm looking at my diary. There's nothing in my diary in 2 days' time. I have things on, but it's all stored in my brain until the day before I'll start panic writing. That really isn't great. As we have discussed before in this podcast, I'm self-employed. I have to be organized and my diary management is poor. And as one of the things cited in this, one of these studies, is that people who get up early and have a routine of getting up early tend to be more organized, especially with their diaries. This is one of the many reasons why it piqued my interest. So there's lots of other things about getting up early that are really good for you. Waking up early, getting into a sleep routine, which means going to bed and getting up at the same time every day, gets you into a rhythm and a cycle where you can almost, your body can almost do it for you on autopilot. Now, I'm one of those people whereby every day is different. So some days I'm up super early. If you go into my phone and you look at all the different alarms that I've got that I switch on and off, it ranges from 4:30 to 8:30. There's probably one on every half hour, actually, between 4:30 and 8:30, depending on what kind of day I've got. But it means that I'm never really in a particular cycle. And it means that sometimes getting up early can be a real challenge on my body because I do get into the habit of working late. I'm somebody who tends to be out in the day, goes and does my appointments, records my podcast, come home, have some dinner, maybe watch TV. I've just watched Grown Ups 2 on Netflix and have spent a few moments text messaging my good friend and fellow podcaster Lindsay Kelk about how attractive I find Adam Sandler at the moment. That's by the by. But then I do go and I will do a bit more work and then I can look at the clock and it can be 2 o'clock in the morning. That's probably not the healthiest routine for my body to be in, because if I need to get up tomorrow at 5 a.m, it's fairly obvious that I might find it a bit of a struggle. So getting into a routine, I don't think you can be a morning person without being an evening organized person or a sleep routine organized person. So if I'm going to aim to get up between 5 and 6, stay tuned to Instagram for when I actually wake up, because I might actually do some lives. Why not use that hour that's, you know, distraction free, no one's awake, I don't have to, I'm not checking emails, no emails are coming in, nothing's pinging. Maybe I'll do lives every day. But that distraction free time feels actually like quite a luxury. I'm quite looking forward to having it and seeing if I really do get something out of it. If I wasn't doing 26 habits, I would probably take small incremental steps towards waking up earlier. I would say my average wake up time these days is 7 a.m, between 6:30 and 7 a.m, and I try to go to the gym before I leave for work. But we're just going to go all in. So let's say 5. I mean, the reason I think I'm cheating is because it's the summer and the sun's rising. I think the sunrise is something like 4:45 at the moment. And even though I have blackout blinds, I still tend to wake up with the sun. So let's just go with it. 5 o'clock it is, we've decided. So the way to actually make yourself a morning person and actually make this waking up thing isn't just about picking up your phone or turning off your alarm, whether however you're woken up by whatever device or whether it's digital, manual or what have you. It's the fact that you can't snooze. You've got to get up and out. You have to get up and then you can't sit down again. So for me, I think I need to lay out my coffee kit the night before so that I can shuffle into the kitchen and kind of make a bit of a coffee ritual happen, because that will keep me from sitting down and snoozing in the living room. That's one of the keys to wake up, but then get out of bed immediately. Make your bed. I've read so many articles with, what do they call them, captains of industry. I listen to so many podcasts with incredibly successful people, and they all say they get up early and they make their bed. Making your bed is mentally a very centering, grounding and organized activity. And it also sends you, your brain, a signal. Bedtime's over. We're up. We're doing this. And then I want to do something with the extra time so that I'm not just sort of thinking, okay, I've got to wait till 7 o'clock until I really have things to do. So maybe I'll do the lives. Maybe I'll go to the gym a bit earlier. Maybe I'll take a bit of a stroll before I hit the gym. It's so light at the moment that when I wake up, it'd be gorgeous to go out and maybe catch the sunrise, catch that morning light. Also, if you are feeling particularly vain, it's often cited that the best light in which to take selfies, and I am going here with this because why not, the best light in which to take selfies is the golden hour light, which is sunrise or sunset. Honestly, it's a game changer. It changes everything. So there we go. These studies that I quoted a bit earlier, they also do say that the earlier you rise, the more likely you are to exercise. And it is my firm belief that exercise is as good for the brain as it is for the body. If not more so, I believe the brain responds a lot quicker than the body. Well, definitely my body, but there we go. There's also the issue of circadian rhythms, and I'm sure you've probably heard this term, but circadian rhythm is the 24-hour cycle by which all living organisms, the earth, us, all work from. And being out of whack with these is where you can get into sleep disorders and various other issues. And early risers tend not to have issues with their circadian rhythms. So there we go, another reason. And another study shows that while night owls, which is how I would have described myself for many years, particularly as a freelancer, because I do tend to get that creative burst of energy at about 1 a.m. and that's when I think, yes, I know exactly what to say in that email to Oprah's people. Although night owls are cited as being oftentimes very creative and intelligent, night owls are also more likely, a study has shown, to exhibit the traits of depression and pessimism, whereas the same studies have shown that morning people tend to be more agreeable and have a more optimistic outlook. So again, if the purpose of 26 Habits is to finish off the year as a better version of myself, and indeed if you're doing it along with me, you're in it too. If the idea is to be better, then just a small thing like changing the times at which you go to bed and the times at which you wake up could make you more positive and optimistic. And that doesn't include, that doesn't mean you have to take a supplement. That doesn't mean you have to start whizzing up your food in a blender. Doesn't mean you have to start doing yoga or meditation or anything. We're literally talking about doing what you do every day, but doing it smart. So rather than just doing it when you feel like it or based on what other stuff is happening, literally just saying, I'm putting a structure on my sleep cycle so that I will be more efficient and happier and more optimistic. I mean, I think it's fairly interesting. And then, of course, there's that fabulous saying, I can't remember who said it, but the whole early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. So let's see how we get on. I think the best way for me to demonstrate what I'm doing with that hour is to do a live. There will be no one watching because it'll be 5 o'clock in the morning, but I'll save them and you can see what I'm doing with my time. There might be a lot of coffee making over on Instagram because that's where you'll find me, at Emma Guns on Instagram. Also, if you are somebody who naturally wakes up and then you just have to get up, you're not somebody who can snooze your alarm, which is not me at all. I will snooze for hours if I can get away with it. But if you're somebody who wakes up and the minute you wake up, you have to get out of bed. My father is like that. He cannot linger in bed. He cannot do it. As soon as he wakes up, he's out. So if you are that sort of person, let me know, get in touch with the show. I'm really fascinated. If you're somebody who has broken the habit of snoozing by placing your alarm in a different part of the house or using an alarm with a particular sound or music or whatever to motivate you in a way that gets you out of that sleepy fog, let me know. I'd be really interested to know. One of my friends has an alarm that comes up on his screen that basically just says, get out of bed, you lazy so-and-so. It's sweary, so I shan't repeat it here. But he sort of abuses himself by this screen grab that turns up on the homepage of his phone, which I find really amusing. But anyway, if you've got tactics and methods that you have used to stop yourself from lingering in bed and they've worked for you, I really, really want to hear about it. And I'll include those in the catch-up show same time next week. Now, if you want to let me know, you can do that by sending me an email. That's thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can slide into my DMs on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. That's at EMMAGUNS. Yes, that's right. So I'm just checking my spelling. I clearly need to become a morning person because my attention span is very, very short. And the other way that you can do it is there is obviously the private Facebook group. Now, if you aren't already a member, I strongly, strongly encourage you to click the link and go and have a look at it. Have a look around, see what you think. It is a closed group, but I will, I do go in every day and I approve people. And we've got members going in and asking questions about what to do with work, what to do with their beauty regime, what to do in their relationships. And it's become a really supportive, brilliant community. And it's also where people are sharing and feeding back what they're doing in terms of 26 habits and any of the stuff that they have found has worked for them. I'm loving reading all of it and seeing the journey that you guys are on too, and how we're doing this together. It's just absolutely fantastic. And if you are listening to this and you enjoy the show, I'd be delighted if you could go over to wherever you listen, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Acast, or whatever streaming service, and subscribe, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I've got lots and lots in the pipeline, and there are going to be some shows cropping up in non-scheduled places. Meaning it's not just going to be the Sunday and the Monday slot, but if you subscribe, you'll be one of the first to hear about it because it'll show up in your app, just to let you know. So hit that subscribe button. If you do enjoy it, I'd love it if you could leave 5 stars and maybe just a sentence or two about what you like about the show. As you know, one of my favorite things is hearing from you, so please do get in touch in whichever method, manner or social media platform you feel most comfortable using. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited about this one. I actually think this is going to have a really positive effect on lots of areas of my life. I think it will change. I think it could have a very positive impact on productivity, on energy levels generally. And so I'm excited to feed all of that back to you. So until then, until next week's episode, stay well and sleep well and get up early. I will see you on the next one.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.